Prince Mohammed bin Salman is not a reformer. He's an autocrat. He's a war maker. MIT should not be in bed with Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman.
My name is Sapna Thomas. I'm the National Vice Chair of the National Council of the group called Action Corps. We're a group of grassroots advocates working to disrupt inequality. And I'm the organizer for the Action Corps Boston chapter. The reason why I'm here today is because obviously this is the worst humanitarian crisis happening in the world right now in Yemen as a result of the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia's putting together this entire war. And so I think a lot of people in the U.S. are very focused on domestic issues right now because the U.S. is going through a lot of changes and a lot of turmoil. So what they're not focusing on is global issues. So I want to be here and use my voice as someone who is an American citizen who can speak up to actually let people know what's going on to say that we can actually make change and to tell MIT that they shouldn't be here welcoming this guy who's basically a war criminal because 22 million people in Yemen are currently experiencing a humanitarian crisis right now.
Stefana Thomas was among the many to participate in the action on the MIT campus. Among the speakers were Cambridge City Councilor and MIT alumni Quentin Zondervan.
I came to this country as an immigrant when I was 15 years old to escape a failed petro-state dictatorship. I was personally threatened with violence, and I came here to seek opportunity and freedom. And that's what we want for everyone in the world, in Saudi Arabia, in Yemen, everywhere. And when we see our president honoring people like Mr. bin Salman, we know that we are going in the wrong direction. So today we are here to let him know that he is not welcome at MIT, he is not welcome in Cambridge.
Another speaker was MIT biology professor Jonathan King.
The notion that an institution like MIT, technically a private institution, but absolutely dependent on taxpayers. The budget, you know, half the budget comes through NIH, NSF, DOE, federal funds, your tax dollars. May not be a bastion of democracy, but the notion that this institution should support an absolute monarch like the Crown Prince is really scandalous.
I want to call on Nancy Murray from the Alliance for Water Justice in Palestine.
In Yemen, it was a major target for drone strikes. So we can't forget that our complicity in reducing the country of Yemen to really horrific humanitarian crisis, our responsibility is very great. It's not just to do now with refueling and supplying weapons, but we have been having our way. The CIA has been there. So I'm really glad we're here. We should see this as part of the kind of situation we in America have got to rise up against and correct. No to MIT inviting a war criminal. No to the U.S. for its war crimes.
All right, so next I'd like to call on Shireen Al-Adaimi. Shireen is a Yemeni-born graduate student at Harvard, Harvard School of Education, but she's going to talk about the whole situation with Yemen.
Thank you all for being here. We're raising awareness today about Mohammed bin Salman's visit to MIT this weekend. For the past 3 years, Saudi Arabia, with the help of the United States, has been waging war on Yemen, its poorest country in the Middle East. It's been bombing its civilians and starving people to death for 3 years. The results of this attack on Yemen are horrific. Tens of thousands of people have already been killed because of U.S.-Saudi airstrikes. Tens of thousands more have starved to death. Millions have been displaced internally, and millions more rely on aid every single day just to survive. These aren't just numbers, these are human beings, these are human lives, these are people like you and me, people with children, people with families, people with hopes and dreams, and their entire lives have been shattered by this Saudi-US war on Yemen. MIT is welcoming Mohammed bin Salman, the architect of this war, the Saudi Crown Prince and Defense Minister. The man MIT is hosting is starving millions of people to death by blockading access to food and medicines into Yemen. The man MIT is hosting has created the worst humanitarian crisis on Earth. Simply put, the man MIT is hosting is a war criminal and he should be punished for his crimes, not welcomed here at
That's
MIT.
Right. That's right.
Please sign the petition and tell President Reif that you do not accept his invitation of Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman to MIT this weekend. Thank you so much for being here.
All right. Now I want to call on Paul Shannon of American Friends Service Committee to say a few words.
The reason we're here is because the Yemen war is such a contradiction to absolutely everything we stand for. And as we work for the world that we are trying to bring into existence, we have to oppose these brutal violations of human beings. Our relationship with bin Salman, the leader of Saudi Arabia, is a preparation for a major conflict with Iran. We have to call it for what it is. We have to call this guy for what he is, a war criminal and a danger to the people of the earth.
Some of those who spoke today at MIT. The last speaker, Tom Arabia, an MIT employee, called on the Institute to live up to its desired progressive image.
My name is Tom Arabia, and I'm an employee at MIT and also with the organization called Science for the People. And when I heard about Prince Salman's invited visit at MIT, frankly, I was shocked, disgusted, enraged, but not surprised. One of the reasons I was so shocked was because of the pure hypocrisy of it. MIT, I just read a few weeks ago, they're trumpeting themselves for doing what is a good thing, which was raising the percentage of enrollment in the MEC-E, the Mechanical Engineering Department, of women to 50%, right? So that's great, right? So they can hail that, but at the same time, they're supporting the tyrant monarch of one of the regimes that is the most oppressive to women in the entire world. Now, this is an organization, an institute, which wants to portray itself as progressive. It wants to have that image. It sickens me to death that the vast majority of the MIT community don't even know that Prince Salman has been invited here. And I think it's our duty as citizens, as people in the MIT community, to inform each other and to raise awareness about this, because I honestly don't believe that people will be happy about this and just accept this. This should be known. This should be public information. There should be an engagement of the Institute's top brass, if you will, with the broader community, with the student body, with the faculty, with the staff, etc., to say, is this something that's acceptable? Obviously, they would never do that, because obviously the answer is absolutely not, and that's what we have to tell them.
After the rally, about a dozen protesters went up to deliver petitions to MIT President Raphael Reif. MIT campus police did not attempt to stop them. It is not known if Dr. Reif was persuaded by today's events. Reporting from the campus of MIT, I am Chuck Rosina.
You're tuned into the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Time sound collage this evening. And thank you, Chuck Yu, for a informative news report about some protests at MIT involving the Saudi Prince, Crown Prince Salman's visit there. And backing me up right now is Chet Atkins, certified guitar player and sonic architect of the Nashville sound from back in the 1960s. And let's see. Well, one thing I wanted to mention to you is about texting and driving and how dangerous texting while driving is. You know, a texting driver is 23 times more likely to get into a crash than a non-texting driver. And if you're using a cell phone while you're driving, whether it's handheld or hands-free, it delays your reaction. As much as having a blood alcohol concentration of 0.08%, the legal limit. And another fact for you is that right now, the number one killer of American teenagers is distracted driving. Yep. This has been a public safety message from StopTextsStopWrecks.org. And of course, your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. So, continuing with our theme of a whole bunch of really short songs and a couple of long ones, well, let's bring you five really short songs in a row, and we're going to be doing the genre jumping, starting off with some bluegrass and then some rock and roll, some a little Japanese music, and then a sound collage from Negative Land, also recorded by Chuck Yu many years ago over at the Middle East in Cambridge, and then some Asian, I think this is Tibetan music we're going to be hearing. And then we're going to hear two long songs, some real classic rock by Rush, La Villa Strangiato, which is actually a real place, the former home of Baron Strangiato. And actually, well, this is a, La Villa Strangiato is a wicked complex song by Rush. It's got 12 parts, and it was based on their guitarist Alex Lifeson's nightmares. And their drummer, Neil Peart, well, jokingly said that this its song took them more time than their Fly By Night album. And then we're also going to hear a longer piece from Led Zeppelin from their In Through the Outdoor, Carousel L'Ombra. But first, yes, let's hear some bluegrass. And actually, a little reference to last week's Sliding and Gliding show, because this one would have fit. This is from Tone Poems 3, The Sounds of the Great Sliding Resophonic Instruments. Here is David Grisman and Honolulu Nights. Okay, it goes like this.
I got myself a brand new tube amplifier. It's large and lovely to behold. La 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 la. I got myself a new tube amplifier. A new Big Bertha driver. Now I'm gonna hit a big one. 300 yards.
good, they're savior.
They're great, they're savior.
I got myself a new symbol supplier.
Now I'm gonna pass. Now I'm gonna hit. Now I'm gonna blow a big one.
Between daddies and little girls. How about marriage between a man and his donkey?
You're listening to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage, only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Community Radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and our theme this evening is a whole bunch of really short songs and a couple of longer ones. And we began that last set with some sliding bluegrass for you. David Grisman and Hallelulu Nights from Tone Poems 3, The Sounds of the Great Slide and Resophonic Instruments. And then the Presidents of the United States of America, Tube Amplifier, followed by Shonen Knife, and a kind of commercial in a way, that's their Tortoise brand pot scrubbing cleaners theme, Green Tortoise, from their Let's Knife album. And then Negative Land, a live performance of a piece called Christianity is Stupid. Part of a live performance that was recorded over at the Middle East nightclub in 2007, August 1st. And we have Chuck Yu to thank for that. And then we heard Shu Day and Yarzi Keys, the singing girl. And then an epic masterpiece from Rush, a 12-part, 9-minute and 35-second track, La Villa Strangiato, based on Alex Lifeson's Nightmares. And then the second longest track ever recorded by Led Zeppelin, Carousalambra, in 3 parts. And that was heavy on John Paul Jones on both bass and synthesizer. And, well, that was also an epic piece in its own way. And now, backing me up is The Orb. And this is the Oasis of Rhythms remix of their song Assassin. And, well, Chase Carson is here outside Studio A waiting to come on promptly at 10 p.m. And we've got, we've got a great way to segue into his show with some Miles Davis, kind of bookending the Nine to the Universe piece we had with The Jam with Jimi Hendrix. And we're going to be hearing a long piece from Miles Davis from Sketches of Spain. I'll be segueing to that just about 16 minutes or so before the time tunnel. Be our jazz prelude. You're on WMFO in Medford. Meanwhile, enjoy this Orb.
We'll be right back.
So you've been listening to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage here on WMFO. And our theme this evening has been a whole bunch of really short songs and a couple of longer ones. And just let me say that what we've been doing with the variety of the music tonight and the genre jumping and the long songs that you aren't going to hear them on commercial radio stations. You'll hear them here on WMFO and our sister non-commercial radio stations, but not on a commercial radio station. And I'm so glad to bring you, you know, weirder things like that Jimi Hendrix, Nine to the Universe, the full 19-minute jam version with Devon Wilson, and playing La Villa Strangiato from Rush. And as we are right now, Miles Davis, a 16-minute piece from Sketches of Spain. This is Concierto de Aranjuez, the Adagio. Yes. So, Chase Carson is here, and he's getting ready to bring you a spectacular 2 hours of Motown and old school music, and I'm excited about that. And just as much as this is the jazz prelude to the time tunnel, I'm looking forward to the jazz interlude coming around 11:30 p.m. And woohoo, Mrs. Stefano, she was so generous to me this week, besides giving me a very nice dinner, home-cooked dinner on Monday. Then she had some extra crab cakes that she had made on the weekend. I guess that was for Easter dinner. And her son asked me, because I raved about them when they gave me dinner on Monday night. Oh, those crab cakes. I just wanted to say how good they were. He called me back and he said, you know, my mom has some extra here. Do you want them? I was like, oh, thank you. Thank you. So that's my dinner tonight. Woohoo. I'll be cooking those up with some fried pasta and the time tunnel.
Nice.
Well, thanks again for listening. We'll be back again next week. And remember, if you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. Because people die that way. Yes, you're listening to WMFO in Medford, and this is Miles Davis.